and welcome to another episode of the Hospice of Central New York podcast. I'm Bill Fole. I'm joined today by Gail Longcore, who is the director of psychosocial. Go ahead, help me out.
Psychosocial
services here at Hospice. And we're talking about Camp Healing Hearts. Registration is open at the camp, so we're taking kids in for this term, if you will, this summer.
Yes, for 2018.
Registration is open. Let's talk a little bit about the camp. First off, a camp for grieving children. Is this a problem?
It is. I think that it's really important that we recognize that children grieve, as do adults. So our Camp Healing Hearts is for children entering first through the sixth grade. And it's for children who have experienced the death of a loved one or a special person. Children attend camp with other peers that have experienced the death. And so they learn that death is universal and that coping is possible.
So that 6-7-year-old age group, and they have an understanding at that age that people do permanently go away?
Yes. I think that each child is unique and individual. Each family handles death and grief differently. And so children come to us with different expectations and different experiences, and we meet them where they're at.
How do I know if my child is having a hard time coping with the loss of somebody?
Yes. Well, death is difficult for all of us, even us as adults. We each handle death differently. And so children may exhibit some symptoms or behaviors rather than being able to verbalize what they're thinking and feeling. For example, they may have stomach upset. Perhaps they're not sleeping well. Perhaps they seem moody or irritable, angry, upset. And those might be indicators.
All right. Now, what do the counselors do at the camp?
Well, every morning we have the campers join us with an activity. We call them healing circles. And each morning we design an activity to address certain aspects of grief. For example, it might be sharing their story. It might be discussing ways of coping. It talks about hope. It talks about remembering and commemorating as well.
And this is for boys and girls.
It sure is.
And what kind of activities besides the stuff you guys do in the morning?
Yes, we're fortunate in that camp is held at a typical camp environment. And so the children participate in fun activities as well every day. We offer swimming and boating and art shack, perhaps drama and music. We have a climbing wall, horseback riding. The list is endless.
So the counselors are just wiped out by the end of the day.
Yes, indeed they are. And I anticipate the campers will be too.
This is a day camp.
Yes, it is. It is a day camp, and it's held Monday through Thursday. And we have the campers with us from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, whereabouts in the county is this located?
This is located on Sweet Road in Manlius. It's held at the YMCA Camp Iroquois.
And the hard part, I know a lot of parents are saying, okay, now how much does this cost, Gail?
Yes, it's a good question. We try to have camp available to all children. So camp is $35 registration per child, or a maximum of $60 per family. And the registration includes meals. It includes breakfast and lunch and snacks. The children also get a backpack and a Camp Healing Hearts t-shirt. It includes any of the art shack supplies. So it really encompasses everything that a child might need at camp. But we do also offer scholarships. We do not want the cost of camp to be a barrier to care. So it's really important to us that families just let us know what their need is.
If my child is already seeing someone, a counselor, for help, is it okay if they enter this camp as
Absolutely.
And what's involved in the registration?
We have a brochure and an application online, which is available. That's at hospicecny.org, or anyone can call us directly in the Grief Center at 315-634-2208. And so an application is required. It includes some medical history information so that we can be best prepared to provide care for your child.
Now, I know you said this is a typical camp, but what if you have a child who is not typical? Mm-hmm. Are they eligible for this camp
as
well?
Yes, we do accept any children into our camp. And we really try to meet their individual needs.
Okay. Now, 3 to 4 days, it's not a lot of time to completely help a child cope. Is there more than that, or is there something extra?
Yes, that's a really good question. I think one of the benefits of camp is that children get to be with their peers. That's probably the number one aspect of camp, is that they learn other kids have the same feelings.
They're not alone.
They learn that other kids have lost their mom or their dad or their grandpa or their grandma or sibling. So that's the number one piece. But some children may have persistent behavioral or emotional needs following camp. And those are children that we are more than happy to see at our Hospice Grief Center Children's Counseling Program.
Now, this project is sponsored, of course, by Hospice. Do we have to have a hospice patient or member of our family in hospice to take care of that?
It's an excellent question. No, we offer Camp Healing Hearts to any child in our community who has experienced the death of someone they love.
Gail, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
We hope you have a great camp this year.
Thank you. We look forward to everyone sending in their applications and giving us a call with any questions.